Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, Kingdom citizens. It is another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. So glad you decided to join us this evening. Well, how was your day today? I know my day was a blessed day, and I know yours was too, even though sometimes we may be going through some things, but you know, God is still on the throne. I am so excited. We have a wonderful guest that's going to be joining us shortly, and I want to read a little bit about her, but before I do, let us definitely open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you, we honor you for this day. We give you all the glory and all the praise because it's for you that we live, we move, and we have our being. And for that, we want to say thank you. God, we ask you to be in the midst of this interview. Let your will be done, God. Let us speak with clarity, Father God, and let our guests be relaxed and let her share what she has to share with the listeners on tonight. So, God, we thank you. And we just want to bless your name, for it is you that we love, praise, and give you the glory. And it is in your Son's name, Jesus, that we pray, amen. Well, Kingdom citizens, I have another fantastic guest that's going to be joining us. Let me read a little bit about her. Her name is Hope Lotus, and she is an artist. She is a studio lead and background vocalist, and she's a host of a local television community-related program called Joy in Our Town. She serves as praise and worship leader at her home church, which is Celebration of Life in Henderson, Tennessee, and her pastors are Pastor Joseph and Yolanda Morgan. Now, since Hope was a very young girl, she, along with her four brothers, have been involved in ministry and music, and her parents were also evangelists and pastors for many years. Hope has recorded on numerous projects and has been privileged to be a featured vocalist and done background for such artists as, oh my God, I love this woman, Reba McEntire, Carmen, Dottie Rambo, Bill and Renee Morris, Wes Morgan, and the list goes on and on. Hope especially has a heart for praise and worship and enjoys leading old and new songs alike. This comes from a great heritage from her mother, Linda, and older brother, Sam, whom she watched, learned, and participated with countless times in church services and concerts. She has had many influences. She says the late Andre Crouch, Whitney Houston, oh my God, CeCe Winans, and it's just the list goes on and on. But without further ado, I actually want to bring this woman of God on the line and let her tell you about herself. So without further ado, Hope, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I am here.
Hi, Hope, how are you this evening?
Hello, I am doing absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on the program with you tonight.
Oh, well, I thank you for, you know, just working it out in your busy schedule to come on and to bless our listeners tonight.
Well, I appreciate it so much.
Well, I read a little bit about your bio, and I didn't want to, you know, just tell everything, but first of all, I want to, again, thank you for coming on, and just share a little bit about, you know, who Hope is to our listening audience tonight.
Sure, absolutely. Well, as you mentioned before, I have grown up in music and ministry all my life, so my mother actually had a picture of me in a diaper with a microphone on my hand. So if that tells you about how long it's been. But, you know, it's just something that has been instilled in me since I was a young child. And I am so grateful to be in it's not just myself, but my family as well. Very talented. And I'm so blessed to be able to say that I do minister in music because it's just such a big part of my life and has been for many, many years. I traveled on the road in a bus with my family for many years. We sang a lot of Southern gospel. I don't really sing Southern gospel anymore these days, but I grew up, my father was an evangelist, and we grew up just being on the road for the majority of my childhood and into my teens. And then from there, just, you know, trying to do as much as I could to, you know, extend my talent, sing as much as I could, and be a part as much as I possibly could, because it's just something, like I said, it's instilled in my heart. And when God calls you to do something and gives you a talent to do that, you better use it.
You better say that again. I truly believe that. And I love it because, you know, I was reading a little bit of your bio earlier, and it says your versatility and your music style. I mean, you go from pop, rock, you know, contemporary,
yes,
folk.
Yes.
Let me ask you, and I always ask my guests this question. When did you really realize, because I know, you know, you said that you grew up, you know, in ministry, but when did you realize this was truly something that, you know, you knew you wanted to do, even though, you know, your mom had you in diapers and you had your microphone, but when did it really just drop into your spirit that this was something that I know that I'm destined to do and God has called me to do that?
You know, I would say I was just a young girl, probably 12 or 13 years old, when I really began to know in my heart that this is the gift that God had given me and that I wanted to sing. It's kind of like a pastor or preacher coming into a church. There's a pulpit, and probably most of them, they want to get behind that pulpit and they want to preach. And so when I walk in and I see a microphone somewhere, I just want to sing, because there is something about it that just, it's like it puts me where I know I need to be, if that makes any sense.
Yes, it does.
Just, you know, just like with any profession, when you are doing what you love, it's really not work, right?
That's right.
Well, it somewhat is, but, you know, you have to practice and do all the things that otherwise you can get rusty and not be so good anymore. But it's just kind of one of those things that you, for me, it was probably 12, 13, I just realized that, you know what, I believe that God was going to use me in this gift of singing that he had given me.
Wow, that's phenomenal. And, you know, it's a blessing to be able to have a family that has undergirded you and supported you, especially in your ministry. And a lot of, I'm going to say this because a lot of, you know, our listeners and some of our artists that come on aren't blessed that way, and they don't have that, that support.
Right.
How do you juggle your ministry and some of the other things that you do? Because that's one of the things that I wanted to kind of talk about, that because I saw that, you know, you're a very busy woman. And tell our listening audience, especially some of our new and upcoming artists, how you have to juggle and put your ministry, you know, in the place where God has called it to be, and not it be about any form or fashion, but truly about ministry.
Right. Well, you know, I for many years I worked in a human resources department at our hospital here in Hendersonville, Tennessee. I did that for many years, and kind of as much as I could sing. Of course, I sang every week at church. Always been part of the music ministry, but you know, I got to a point where there was even sometimes that I kind of had to turn some things down because the position I was in wouldn't allow me to be off of work to do so. And so, you know, it was something, I was very prayerful about it, along with my husband, Mike. And, you know, I just knew that if I was going to go any further as far as, you know, getting a project done and doing what I knew really God had called me to do, then I wasn't going to be able to do that 40 hours a week at another job. And so carefully through much prayer, you know, I decided to end my position there so I could do just this. And, you know, I am very involved with our music department. My brother and my sister-in-law and myself, we are very involved in our praise and worship team at Celebration of Life Church. So with that, and then hosting the television programs, and I also, bi-monthly, I go to the Nashville Rescue Mission, and I get to minister at the Hope Center there, to the ladies that are there in a six month program. And so I try very, very much to keep busy. I know that, you know, when you're, like I said, I grew up doing this, but then I got married, had children, you know, kind of life happened a little bit. And so then I just, I felt like just really stuck, if that makes sense. And, you know, if anyone's listening that feels that way, you know, sometimes I know our pastor teaches us that, you know, sometimes people have come to him and said, you know, God, I don't know how long, or I don't know how long, Pastor, that God is going to keep me in this process. And Pastor Morgan will say, well, you know what? You're the one who has to determine that. You're the one who has to decide that. And, you know, for me, it was a process of, I felt a little bit of security within that and a little bit of, you know, nerves and things like that with wanting to go out and do what I knew God had called me to do. So there was a little bit of, you know, struggle at times, but I always felt at peace and knew that it was the right thing to do. And so with that, I am just, I have been given some opportunities here, even in the last couple of years, that I'm so grateful for. And I don't feel like that those opportunities could have been afforded to me had I not listened to God and known that it was my time to move on.
Wow, that's phenomenal. And I like the way you said that, because like you said, it has to be in God's timing. You know, a lot of times we want to rush our stuff, but it has to be in God's timing. And I like when you talked about praying and making sure that, you know, this was something that you knew you wanted to do as a full-time ministry, because, you know, a lot of us, you know, and I'm right there with you, you know, we want to do this full-time. We want to be able to reach, you know, more people for the kingdom of God. But sometimes we are bound by those, you know, those 9-to-5 jobs.
Exactly. You still have to pay the bills, right?
yes, we truly do. So I like the way, you know, you tell our listening audience, you have to make sure that it is what God has called you to do. And when you step out, he'll open the door. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, in today's society, there's so many things, you know, with social media the way it is, and you see so many different things out there. People are like, well, hey, everybody, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? And, you know, I don't necessarily, especially when it comes to life decisions like that and doing the call of God that's on your life, I think it's so important. I don't really want to ask anybody else what they think. I want to know what God thinks. I want to know where he's placed me. And if he says, this is where I placed you for this time in this moment, then I want to be right where he wants me to be.
Amen. Amen. I love it. I love it. Well, I want you to tell our listening audience a little bit about your program, your show. It's called Joy in Our Town.
Yes, yes. It is a local community-related program that is here in Hendersonville, Tennessee, and it is an affiliate of TBN, so it's done right here. It's taped right here at Trinity Music City. And we have guests on the show, and we talk a lot about different things happening in the community. So I have been very blessed to be able to interview a lot of great people and meet a lot of great people, and some doors have opened from that. So I'm very thankful for that. I enjoy doing it. We usually go in and tape several shows in one day, and we do that once a month. So I'm coming up here in a couple of weeks. I'm going to be going in and, and taping several shows in the day. So, but it's a lot of fun, and it is, it has definitely helped me to grow and learn so much more. And I'm very, very thankful for the opportunity to be able to do that.
Well, that is great. And I know it's a lot of work, too.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Well, I want you to tell our listening audience, because I was reading about some of the great people that you've had the opportunity to do background vocals and be featured with. I love Dottie Rambo. She is just one of my all-time favorites. And, you know, and I saw your list. It just went on and on and on. Tell us kind of how those doors opened and how those opportunities came about, because, you know, that's one thing that, you know, as an up-and-coming artist, you always want to have the opportunity to glean from people that have been in this business for a long time. So kind of talk about that experience.
Sure. Well, as far as just Dottie Rambo, as far as that is concerned, that was actually several years ago, singing on a Praise the Lord program on a Friday night. And my oldest brother, Sam, happened to be playing the piano that night. And Dottie came out to sing. And so my brother, Sam, and I joined her. And so that was a wonderful experience, just that, you know, one of those chance of a lifetime things. And so it was really a wonderful night. And then my two brothers, Paul and Trey Corley, they own a recording studio here in Hendersonville, Tennessee. It's called Oak Tree Studios. Okay. And they have recorded so many people. Oh my goodness, it's just so many. And so he, my brother Trey produced a project for Carmen, and through that I was asked to go in and be featured on one of my favorite worship songs, I Feel Jesus. And so then from there, Carmen did another project, No Plan B, and I was asked to be featured on one of those songs as well. So very, very thankful for those opportunities, and I certainly don't take lightly when God opens those doors, because you just never know where they'll lead. With my new EP that's coming out, Fade Away, which of course is being produced at my brother's studio, my youngest brother, you know, probably more talent in his little pinky than I do in my whole body, and he has been producing my EP, and I have, we went in, there's, right now it's a 6-song EP. There will be more songs added to it in the future, but with that, those 6 songs, 4 of them are original songs, and 2 of them are songs that I have recorded by permission, one from Carmen, and the other is a Russ Taff. I'm not sure if anyone out there knows who Russ Taff is, but he has such a unique voice. He's incredible. And we took one of his songs from 1985, and we recreated it a little bit and made it a little bit different style and changed it up to be relevant for today. And he actually came in and sang on that song with me. And so, oh my goodness, I was in heaven that day in the studio. It was just an incredible day. And so I can't even tell you how excited I am for this new EP to come out so people can hear it. And it is definitely a very versatile type of EP, because I like for things to be different. I don't like for every song to sound the same. I like to just keep it, you know, change it up a little bit. So I am just hoping that people really enjoy the type of music it is. And, of course, I am a worshiper at heart. And so there is definitely worship music as well, because it is just a great, great big part of me.
Wow. Now, do you play any instruments, Hope?
Well, you know what? I really don't. When I was growing up as a kid, I played like percussion instruments and stuff. So, oh my goodness, I was just a mean tambourine player, you know. But I play a little bit on the piano. I would not mm-hmm. consider myself a pianist, but I can get on the piano a little bit and, you know, kind of get where I need to go if I like to write songs or something like that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'm more of my talent is just singing for the most part. But I do have fun trying to figure things out on the piano a little bit.
Well, now you I'm going to push back a little bit on that. You were talking about writing. So do you write a lot or do you collaborate more with your brothers?
I write some by myself, mm-hmm. mostly. You know, I'm kind of one of those people, I just have to be, it's really difficult for me to just say, oh, well, I'm going to sit down and write a song today. I just kind of have to be inspired by something. That's just how I am. So I don't write as much as probably a lot of other people. But I do love to go in and be able to sit with my brother Trey and a couple of these songs here on the new EP coming out. He wrote the songs. I maybe had a few little lyrics here and there, but uh-huh. the majority of, you know, of course, was from him. And I would come up with something, and he'd like, oh, I like that. I'm like, oh, good, I got a word in there, you know. So, but definitely, I think when you're around other people too, if you're with other songwriters, I think it gives you inspiration, and so it. You know, it helps you a little bit to be able to come up with new ideas. And you just never know. When you're with somebody, that inspiration hits you, and I think it's just so much better.
It really, really is. It really is. Now, do you and your husband have any children?
Yes, ma'am. I have 3 children. They're all adult children.
Oh, wow.
18, 20, and 20, almost 23. So,
are you serious?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm looking at
yes,
your picture.
Ma'am.
You look so young.
Oh my goodness. Well, maybe that oil of Olay is working a little bit. my husband and I, we're gonna celebrate 26 years of marriage in June of 2016.
Oh wow, that is fantastic! Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I was looking at your picture. You look so young. I would never have thought you would have children that old. So God is truly shining his light on you. Now, do your children want to aspire to go into, you know, music, or what are they doing right now?
Well, you know, my daughter, she does sing a little bit. She'll tell you up front, I'm not going to sing any kind of anything by myself. But she mm-hmm. is involved in singing at church with us on the praise and worship team and the youth. And then my middle son, he plays the drums. My oldest son plays guitar. I try to tell them you got to really play as much as you can, you know, stick with it. But I want them to be happy in what they do. And I'm very thankful, though. They're very talented kids, and I'm very blessed.
That is so awesome, so awesome. Now, does your husband play any instruments as well, or does he write, or is he in music?
You know, my husband does video work. He's in video production. And so my husband and I, we are over the media department at our church. So he's the one mm-hmm. that if you need to be on TV or do any kind of camera, you know, any type of thing like that, he's your guy right there.
Wow, that's fantastic. You got it all wrapped up into one. You don't need to go out and look for anything. God has truly blessed you with it all in the house. That's a fantastic thing. Well, one of the things that I was going to ask you to do is a lot of times, you know, somebody may be listening and maybe, you know, going through some issues or, you know, just may need an encouraging word. Would you share just a little bit of inspiration, you know, with our listening audience tonight?
Absolutely. I would love to. And thank you so much. Today I was reading a little bit. I was thinking about because I know we've all been there. I've been there more than once. But, you know, that time when you just feel like you're so lost and you're just out in the wilderness where nothing can be found that you seem to need at that moment or at that time in your life. And, you know, I'm reminded in Isaiah chapter 43, where God says, remember not the former things, and don't even consider the things of old, because he said, I do a new thing, and I will spring forth, it will spring forth, and you will know it. And what I love right here, my favorite part, it says, I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And I'm so thankful because, you know, the wilderness is something that is just not touched by human hands. And and there's really no path. There's really no way. You just don't know where to go. But in the wilderness, he said that he would make a way. And so for anyone listening today, if you are in that place in your life where you feel like there is just no way out and you are in the middle of a mess and there's no clear path for you to take, just remember to trust him, trust his word, because his word said that he would make a way in the wilderness. So we do not have to fear. All we need to do is trust and believe in his word, and he will make a way.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Kingdom citizens, I hope you heard that word for today. I know somebody may be going through a situation, but trust and believe that God will make a way even in the wilderness. Hope, thank you
Amen.
So much for that encouraging
thank
word.
You.
I love it.
Now,
thank you, I'm going to ask you a question. Are you going to be doing any touring or, you know, any traveling in the near future? That way we can kind of come see you if you're coming to North. I'm in North Carolina, but are you going to, is traveling in your agenda for the next
I will tell you
months?
What. I mean, I absolutely, I will go anywhere that anyone will have me. Let's put it that way. I have been, I have been given an opportunity to minister and actually lead praise and worship at a couple of ladies' retreats. And so I love doing that type of thing. I love just, you know, being able to go sing. I can sing, you know, these songs on my EP coming out, but I also love praise and worship. I love leading praise and worship. And so absolutely, if you know, if anyone wants to connect with me, they can certainly like my page on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Also, they can go to my website, hopeloftus.com, and there's some information there that they can fill out, and I will get that. And I would certainly love to be a part of coming to anywhere and minister.
Amen. Now, when is your EP going to drop?
It is scheduled and tentative for this month, the end of this month. So just was talking with my brother today about that. We're hoping right around the last week of February, but no later than the first week of March. So, but
okay.
I'll definitely, if people will connect with me, I will definitely keep all that information updated.
Great. So, guys, you listen. We'll and hope we. I'll get with Krista to make sure that when it drops, we definitely will get that information out on our Facebook page, our Twitter page, so we'll spread the word so they can definitely support you.
Thank you so much, Katrina. I appreciate that so much.
Oh, you're welcome. It has truly been a blessing for you to come on and to just bless our listeners tonight. And before we close out the show, I always ask my guests to close us out with a word of prayer, and I would love if you would do that for us tonight.
Absolutely. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for your love. We're so grateful, Lord Jesus, because of who you are and who you are in us. And I ask, God, that you would continue to work through each and every one of us, that we will be able to be ministers, that we will be able to be fishers of men, God, and that we will be able to be a witness to others and be able to be your minister in your word, God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word I thank you, God, because of who you are. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given us the tools, Lord God, to be able to do what you have called us to do. So I ask, Lord God, that you would go with each and every person that is listening right now, that you would guide their steps, because your word says that the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. So, Lord Jesus, order our steps to do your will and to walk in your way. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Kingdom Citizens, it is a 7 o'clock hour, and we have come to the end of our show. We want to thank you for listening. Hope we want to thank you for coming on and blessing us. And we definitely will get your tea out as soon as we get the information. And
absolutely.
Again, thank you so much.
Thank you, Katrina. It's been a blessing to be with you tonight.
Thank you. Well, Kingdom Citizens, we'll be signing off. And as we always say at the end of the show, let's talk. Good night, everybody. Good night, Hope.
Good night.